What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's not a lot that I actually disagree with in what Joe says. I do think the defense is going to take a step back in the right direction. It's just this offense might be akin to the Cleveland Guardians offense. It might just be woefully awful unless like Joe Flacco starts. Like Joe's the only way that I can see them moving the ball enough to score the kind of points you need to win more than three or four games this year.
Yeah, sad part of last year was that it didn't really matter essentially what the defense did. We just knew the offense wasn't going to be able to score 15 points at a time. And it was like, can they score 20 this time? No, okay.
And the defense was better in the first half. They just kind of fell apart because of injuries and you traded Za'Darius at the deadline. Like things just happened that made you kind of regress statistically.
Right, but the Guardians comp is a fair one though, because think about it. Like how many games in a row did they have where they didn't score 20 points offensively in a game or in a game in general? And it was just, we just kept looking at it being like, it doesn't matter what the defense does. And defense wasn't great last year, but it didn't matter what they did.
But it's just going to be like, I know I'm saying it in partial tongue in cheek, but the most competitive 3-14 team ever is kind of what I expect. Cause I kind of refuse to believe the defense is going to be bad enough where you're not going to at least be in some of these games that you might not have have business being in, just cause I think you're going to be able to get to the quarterback.
I hope so. You should be able to get to the quarterback. I had a lot of faith in the defense carrying off of year one with Jim Schwartz to year two. And we were both wrong about that.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So it's like, to continue the Guardians cross sports analogies.
I like it. It's a good one.
2 years ago, it was the bullpen last year. Last year, it was the bullpen this year. Still a really, really good bullpen. It's just not elite.
Yeah, but last year's defense, it took such a step backwards in many ways. And again, the bet here is that the defense this year takes a step forward, and you're going to be able to win more like the Steelers do than anything else. You have a good run game, which, by the way, I don't know if you saw this. In one of the rankings that came out, they were trying to do like the top 32 running back groups, and it was like had us a 28th. It's like, all right, we're going to have that as well, because you can't judge Judkins or Samson at this point.
So, with that being said, I said something here to start the show that I think Joe Flacco's arm is something that might make me believe you can win more than three games. A regression to greatness for the defense and Joe Flacco slinging the ball down the yard and limiting turnovers, that's the only path that I really see to surprise people. Well, Chris Carter, a Hall of Famer, Ohio State's own. He was on Fully Loaded, and he kind of disagrees with me on the Flacco thing.
No one's bringing Joe Flacco in the building thinking Joe Flacco is going to be the starter. If Joe Flacco is your starter, you have a huge problem. And if they were saying Shador was the starter as the fifth rounder, you got a real problem too, because he passed over all these guys in these reps in the offseason in shorts, in bikini shorts, Speedos and stuff. Like, no. And when you put down a third-round pick on a quarterback, you do believe he has a certain skill set. they didn't ever think Shador would be around. So that's why I told you that I didn't think that he was on their board. So then once you get to the fifth round, they go ahead and take him as a commodity. Pickett should be the starter. If you look at potential, growth, understanding the division in NFL offenses, he should be the starter. Gabriel's a third round pick. Why wouldn't he be the backup? Flacco is an emergency, a Band-Aid. If you start hemorrhaging out blood and everything, Flacco can stop the bleed.
All right, so there's a few things. One, what practices has Chris Carter been to?
Speedo or bikini? I don't know. I mean, what was he talking about there?
That sounded borderline like a dream that Chris had that maybe he was hoping.
These, Speedo shorts? Yeah. Bikini shorts?
I'll tell you, if I was the coach of the Cleveland Browns, you'd be on banana hammocks until you got dubs, okay?
Enjoy the bulge.
Now, good drop there. I can't get over that. That's the weirdest take.
Was he just speaking? What happened there?
I think he got mildly, mildly excited, and he just started riffing, and it just felt good. It just
felt like no one was going to correct him on it either, too. They're like, just let Chris Carter go.
I also liked that it was like, like, what chump is sitting in the background being like, cook him, Chris? You talk about those hammocks.
I mean, the show is called Fully Loaded. Were they just, in fact, fully loaded?
Yeah. Oh, you're saying loaded.
Yeah, is that like the hook of the show? Are they called Fully Loaded because you just get hammered and then you come out there and just put players in Speedo shorts and bikini shorts?
I really think if you put me in charge of a SiriusXM channel, I'd have just one drunk channel. Just one. Yeah, I want a broadcasting professional. I want a broadcasting professionals, and then I want to get them hammered. We just talk.
And just develop alcoholism. Or do we rotate people so you don't develop crippling addictions?
Yeah, yeah. Come on. Like one day a week.
Listen, I mean, 30, 40 years ago, that's what radio was in certain spots of the country. You had at least one show that was bombed.
Yeah, it wasn't alcohol.
Sometimes it was, though.
Yeah. Most of the time it was Colombian Bam Bam.
Man, Your boy took a pounding.
When I interned, my internship in Chicago, I saw the guy go into the bathroom, the midday host, and he had airplane bottles. And he just went in there and just chugged him. And I was like, welcome to radio. And that's what I thought all radio was that, essentially. I mean, I was like, all right, great. Sports guys do it a little different than the music guys. And then I learned that's not really the case anymore.
You know who did that? That we found out afterwards. You know who did that at our station in Charlotte? Hacksaw.
With the airplane mini bottles?
Yeah.
Or just drinking in general?
Yeah, he would just sneak off to a car and take a nip. And then we found out later he was an alcoholic.
How was he not instantly fired? And it doesn't matter. I like the defensive Hacksaw. I like that he wasn't instantly fired. I like that people just... Did you guys just chalk it up to classic Hacksaw?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's great.
I'm not going to snitch on somebody. No, he did his job.
That's your buddy. I mean, who cares?
He did his job. What am I going to do?
I want to know if you found out or did management find out?
No. Management did not pay enough attention to find out.
Oh, okay. Then you can't snitch on
And then I'd be like, hey, Hacksaw, I can smell vodka on your breath. Stop. And he'd be like, oh, okay. Yeah.
That was the one I never believed, by the way. Like in college when I was drinking heavily, I never believed that you could smell it on my breath. It would be like, you smell like booze right now. And I'd be like, I just don't believe you. I don't believe that I'm just emitting that much alcohol from me.
I think that could have been the vodka talking.
No, it probably was. I was just like convinced. I'm like, there's no way.
You don't know what I'm doing.
I'd get drunk around the same people that would accuse me of smelling like alcohol and be like, do I smell like it now? Do I smell like the alcohol?
You were playing different levels of chess with people who
just bored a lot.
Oh, no. Yes. The amount of times where I just would come up with a story while drunk at a party and see how uncomfortable I could make people. Probably more than I can actually count. Alcohol also has something to do with that.
I like that Charlotte radio, by the way, goes back to like 2005 sports talk radio.
It was a board up.
It was a board up doing it. You know what? I mean, listen, you got the FCC and you got licenses that are protected. So obviously we can't condone any of that. But like, if you could do a job that could, in theory, let you just be low. Is Mac loaded right now? I don't know. But no. you could do your job while being loaded. Mac doesn't seem like a drunk for some reason to me.
I think Mac could become very, very anxious and be a little much to be around. Is that fair, Mac?
Do you go as an introvert when you're all of a sudden drinking? Because you're very much, you're extroverted as a human.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, it depends on the situation. I mean, for me, when I'm drinking, I get more extroverted, actually.
More extroverted?
I don't know how that's possible.
I don't mean this in a bad way. You've come in and talked in every break. No, I'm not saying in a bad way, but I've been mostly quiet because it's my first day back. JP's normally more quiet than I am, and you've been the more talkative one. And that's like par for the course.
Yeah, you're at like a 10 in your existence. Well, how do you get to 11?
Well, no, I'm comfortable around you guys. So I'll be able to talk more.
Well,
you know, if it's just out and just, you know, in a social setting and everything like that, I'm usually a little bit more reserved, at least outside of, you know, the friends that I'm there with. So for me, if I do have some alcohol, yeah, you know, I might be more extroverted with, you know, other people as well.
All right. Can we just get back to this point of Chris Carter and the banana hammocks of saying the Browns have a huge problem if Flacco starts?
It's ridiculous. It's just a bad comment to make. Flacco either starts or he doesn't play.
And here's the thing. This is not to speak Joe Flacco as some sort of otherworldly type option. Nope. He's a 40-year-old quarterback that I don't know if he's washed or if he has anything left. Totally fair to say. But you're comparing him against Kenny Pickett, a never will be, and a late third rounder who people didn't think was a third round pick, and a fifth round quarterback.
Do you see it the same way I do, where I look at it like if Joe Flacco doesn't win the job week one, he's going to force a trade out? Or if he's going to do something to get himself away from the Browns? Like, I don't think he's going to just hold a clipboard and be a backup quarterback waiting for an injury to happen or waiting for a benching to happen.
Yeah, I think Joe probably understands this is his last night in the rodeo, and if he wants to stay in the show, he's got to stay in the show however he can.
I just think he wants to play. I don't think Joe Flacco would have come back to hold a clipboard or to just be a bench quarterback. I just don't think he would have. I think he wants to play. And if not, if he doesn't get his way and get to start week one, I have a hard time thinking he's just going to play ball and be a good backup quarterback.
I think he came back with the thought, with the attempt to try and win a job to play. That's not the same thing as I'm going to take my ball and go home if I'm not the starter.
I mean, I think it's on the table if he doesn't get the starting job all of a sudden, like a week or two after. If whoever it is, let's say, tears up the Cincinnati defense, if Joe's just like, you know what? I'm out. I'm good.
I just don't see that happening.
It wouldn't be the classiest way to go out, but I could see him doing that, or at least trying to get to a spot where he could actually play. I mean, think about it. Like, if the Anthony Richardson situation in Indianapolis just continues to unfold in an awful way, and Daniel Jones stinks it up as well, he's like, all right, I'll go to Indy. I'll give them a call. Let's go. At least give me some snaps somewhere.
I don't know if this is fair or not, so I'll use that kind of on the front end here. I think if anyone's going to do that, it's going to be Kenny.
Well, I think Kenny still needs to make money.
I don't know.
Like, Kenny's only made like $12 million, I think, in his career. Or maybe it was $19 or $20 million, and I cut that in half because taxes and everything like that. It's a good amount of money, but like, Kenny still has to, he still has to make money in his career. Joe Flacco's made hundreds of millions.
It is my perception, so it doesn't mean it's reality. It's my perception that Kenny thinks he's better than he really is and thinks he's entitled to things that he isn't. And it's even just the way that he's talked about the Philadelphia experience versus the Pittsburgh experience, and honestly, the way his family has reacted on social media to any criticisms of
family,
Kenny.
Your family shouldn't be reflective of you, but in this instance, it feels like it is.
But either way, like, guys, the Browns have a huge problem until they don't. They have a huge problem at quarterback because their quarterbacks are Joe Flacco, Shador, Dylan Gabriel, and Kenny Pickett. And until one of those guys claims the job and then plays well, you have a massive problem. You have the second worst quarterback situation in the NFL. That should be the beat on the Cleveland Browns until one of those four guys does something interesting.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to
good
figure
interesting.
Out. Of course, good interesting. I'm just trying to figure out which one would have the worst reaction to not being the week one starter. And I think it's Flacco.
What about your boy Shador?
I think Shador would roll with the punches because I don't think Shador is going to. I don't think Shador expects to win the job week one. I think Shador is waiting in the wings. Now, if Shador doesn't win the job after the week one starter flames out, then I think we might have an interesting scenario on our hand.
I think there's people who think it will be Shador. By the way, I tend to agree more with you than with them. But I bet you if we said right now, which quarterback are you worried about having the worst reaction to not winning the starting job? And there might be a fair amount of people voting for Shador.
No, we can't speak for anyone in this regard, but like just judging off what we know about Shador, I'd be shocked if he expects to win the job, but I wouldn't be shocked if he all of a sudden got upset if he didn't win the second out of the gate job.
216-474-0092. Chris Carter, a Hall of Fame wide receiver, Ohio State wide receiver, says the Browns have a huge problem if Joe Flacco starts week one. Agree or disagree? And I think my biggest problem in this case might be that I was too logical. It's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.